It's time for the emergency break of the week.
First tiebreaker's penetrations, I think, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
How many times you've penetrated your opponent's 20-yard line?
Is that what you call the bottom?
What?
By a wheels-off comment.
Well, the bottom line, I guess, and how you determine a win, yeah, tiebreaker.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Or technical meltdown.
Champ, the Dallas defense gave your boys the 23 skidoo all night long. What were they doing to play like the cat's pajamas?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
7:50 on The Ticket. Time for the emergency break of the week. That longtime Friday morning tradition here on The Morning Musers. It's brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. He's a Hall of Famer. He's the all-time leader. Norm Elizabeth Hitchkes is back once again. He had a weird misspeak as he and Donnie were having a sports conversation. Listen to what he tells Donnie to do.
I do think player execution gets ignored at times.
Well, let me stop you right there. Keep your butt.
I won't give it away. Yes, I'll keep it.
I'm going to just bounce some other areas of this team off.
Keep your butt.
Just keep your butt.
Still a funny word, but. Especially when it's used like this.
I do think player execution gets ignored at times.
Well, let me stop you right there. Keep your butt.
I won't give it away. Yes, I'll keep it.
I'm going to just bounce some other areas of this team off you.
What did he mean?
I don't know.
Keep your thought? Or did Donnie say such and such, but, and then Norm meant keep your butt?
Keep your butt.
What did he mean?
I don't know. But
I work
have...
with him, and I have no idea what he was talking about.
Keep your butt. But
keep your butt.
It sounds like something Gordo would say in the studio during break.
Yeah. As he mumbles, what does that mean?
Because you mumble to yourself a lot.
Yeah, you're always there going, butts.
That is not true.
Butts multiplied.
You guys are painting a picture of an insane person for the P1s.
Put your butt in me. Weird things.
What
like
did you
that.
Say?
What you say all the time.
He says that a lot.
Horny butt.
Did you say put your butt in me?
That's what you
it doesn't make any
said.
Sense.
I know. Neither does keep your butt.
Keep your butt.
That's candidate number one. All right. Speaking of a guy who plays this game a lot, gets nominated a lot, he's back from Saturday mornings in the tee box, Craig Rosengarten. He's trying to say the name Dane Cook. That's what he's
going for.
That's what he's going for here.
The other was my wife said, she doesn't tweet, but she said to me, hey, we went to see the Dane Cook.
Oh, no.
Say, what? Dump that.
Yes!
Going great.
I got it.
See,
Thank you.
This is why the extra 30 minutes were critical today, fellas. Thank you, SMU football. We got that
but
greatness.
But we dumped it, so nobody
Thanks,
heard
ponies.
It.
Oh, they will on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would say he was thrown off by Eli Jordan doing the show with him, but then again, he does that every week when Rick's riding shotgun with him. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he was really thrown off. I don't think that's really a legitimate excuse.
I think his wife was texting him something else. The first word was damn. I want the damn.
Whoa.
Or was he texting his wife something else?
Yes, that's possible too.
All right, one more time.
The other was my wife said, she doesn't tweet, but she said to me, hey, we went to see the Dane Cup.
Oh, no.
Say, what? Dump that.
Yes!
Going great.
I got it.
See,
Thank you.
This is why the extra 30 minutes were critical today, fellas. Thank you, SMU football. We got that
but
greatness.
But we dumped it, so nobody
Thanks,
heard
ponies.
It.
Oh, they will on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
By the way, I saw him at the Saroy shootout, and he
Dane
sheepishly,
Cook?
No, Rosengarten, and he told me that he's trying. I said, what, 4 e-brakes? No, I'm trying to stay off the e-brake.
Is he really?
Yes.
I'm trying to do better.
You know, if analytics ever creeps into the e-break,
hey guys,
we're going to find that, you know how in basketball, NBA, we have the per 36 minutes or per 100 possessions?
Yeah.
Advanced stats. Advanced stats will show that Craig Rosengarten is much greater than Norm.
Yeah.
Because he has a much smaller window of playing time.
Doesn't get nearly the minutes.
Right. Yet he is prolific.
Whatever.
So Norm is the all-time leader, but if you look at advanced stats, Rosengarten's the greatest e-breaker of all time.
Absolutely.
Well, Norm is candidate number one. Rosengarten is candidate number two. Candidate number three is a guy now referred to as the devil. Not Gordo. He used to wear the devil's suit. One David Mino, who runs the board in the afternoon for Bad Radio and The Hardline. They were having a discussion about NBA load management. That's NBA load management. And Mino throws in this drop that stopped down their show. And the first time I heard this, I couldn't stop laughing because, yes, I'm a sucker for funny sound effects.
Who has a problem with this outside of TV, who just may catch the short end of the stick? And I know they drive a lot. But who really has an issue with this? I mean, load management.
Okay. Finish your story. Fight through it.
I think okay. Our friends are confused back there. On
Danny had so many questions for me off air.
Either that or somebody has commandeered the helm.
No, it's
load
it's
management.
The devil. It's something we all worry about when we get older.
Got that right.
Or younger. Anyway, you're talking about something different.
I don't think so.
The NBA...
Just 1 second of sound causes a five-minute stop down, it seems like. Oh, man. I am a simpleton, I admit it, but man... Those drops crack me up. Those
the man with the body of a giant and the brain of a child.
Yeah. What is going on in there?
That's Craig's description of me. But those kind of drops just kill me. And it obviously was enough to stop down the hard line. All right, one more time.
Who has a problem with this outside of TV, who just may catch the short end of the stick? And I know they drive a lot. But who really has an issue with this? I mean, load management.
Okay. Finish your story. Fight through it.
I think our friends are confused back there. On
Danny had so many questions for me off air.
Either that or somebody has commandeered the helm.
No, it's
load
it's
management.
The devil. It's something we all worry about when we get older.
Got that right.
We're younger.
Okay, there are a lot of funny moments in there.
Anyway,
is the funniest thing about the sound effect not the fart sound, but the whoosh beforehand?
Yeah, the whoosh.
Like what is that person doing to make that sound? Are they hurrying to the toilet, or what are they doing?
Oh man, I don't know, but it cracks me up every time I hear it. And Mino loves playing that drop too. He loves working that in, and just he tries to stop him down with that, and he did. And he is candidate number three. So it's Norm, Rosengarten, or Mino. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello. Sports caller?
Are they up there, Jer?
Okay. All right. Try the next one. Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, musers. This is your number one kid influencer and favorite seventh grader, Cassidy.
Okay, I'm suspicious of this call, Cassidy. But go ahead.
Hey, I got the day off from school again today. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's
pretty cool.
Well, not so much. I actually got suspended because my dad left his vape pen in my backpack.
Oh, you got kicked out of school today.
Kicked right out. Well, anyways, I want to vote for the e-break. and I'm going to vote for Rose and Garden speech therapist.
Okay, thank you.
Triple fake.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
E-break, more like give me a break. Are these the morning musers on KTCK or the boring losers on KTCK?
Fake skill. Not bad.
Maybe the norm to vote for the elderly midday host, but I choose to go against the grain and vote for vaginal rice corn.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Green.
My voice and content are fading, so I will hang up now.
Okay, thank you.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. You got to give it to him on that one. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, so even though Jerry's my favorite board op, I'm going to have to vote for Mr. David Mino.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, George Jr. and that other guy. I want to vote for Norm.
Okay.
That's Cassidy. That's real Cassidy.
Yeah. He's really mad at Gordo.
Are you mad at Gordo still?
Yes, because I have a package that I need to mail to her
in the back of my car right now.
Oh, she's so pissed.
Are you mad at the triple fake Cassidy as well?
Well, yeah, because actually I'm not in 7th grade. I'm in 6th grade, so I think he's stalking the wrong person.
Yeah. He might be.
Yeah, your dad didn't leave his vape pen in your backpack, did he?
He doesn't vape.
Okay, yeah. Good.
He wouldn't do that.
You shouldn't vape. You know that, right, Cassidy?
Yeah, that's bad.
That is bad. All right, you have a good day at school, Cassidy.
Merry Christmas today.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, see ya. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Great man looking for a gig. Just found one with George Gordon and Craig. Voting powers are feeling pretty good. I vote for Keep Your Butt Norm.
Man.
Keep your butt.
Keep your butt.
That's a new hit song by that
Keep
voter.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I drop a load on the hard line?
How old are you?
12.
And you're calling up with that kind of crap?
Well, what's wrong with that? He's just dropping something.
Yeah, just watch it.
That's what trucks do every
vulgar.
Day. All right, thanks, dude.
Huh?
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, let's vote for Rosen. And can we bring back Doogie Anderson and Mexican Junior Poetry?
That'd be awesome.
Okay, we'll look into it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, he doesn't.
When you say it like that, we can't carry it live, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Can I drop a...
Is that the same kid? You're the same kid.
Same kid, same
Stop
joke.
Calling. You're on 1 week probation.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
Good Lord.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is Davey there?
Oh, it's
Stoma Man.
It's Stoma Man. No, Davey doesn't work here during the week, and I'm not even sure if he works here on weekends, to be quite honest.
Sometimes during the week he does.
Yes.
Well, will you tell him I said hello, Gordon, when you see him next time?
I will do, Stoma Man. I hope you're doing okay. I bet you could use a little something right now, right?
I'm doing all right, but I had a bad week. I got a dang dog stuck in the hole in my throat.
Is that your vote,
Hancock? So he's a South Carolina fan.
I guess so. Right? I bet he needs a hug.
Right. Okay, I guess we'll put that as a Rosen Garden vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Give me load management.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, I think I'm going to go with Dane, the South Carolina Fighting Cocks. That's who I'm going with.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to vote for Emergency Break of the Week.
Okay.
David Mino, dropping his load.
How old are you?
All these kids calling.
How old are you?
I'm an adult. 42. So.
No way.
Yes way.
No, yes way. Oh, okay.
Yes way.
Yeah, that is a 42-year-old's argument.
Yeah. Yes way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is that the 15, the 10, the 5 touchdown Rams of Colorado State? We've done it.
It's the game of the century. We won. We got it.
You know what? I'm going to cut you off because there is no way Colorado State will ever be involved in anything called Game of the Century.
Yeah, you're right about that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on Iron Man Sports Day Talk app right yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
I need to go and vote for Norman Kaczynski, you know, go Red Raiders and bring back Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm Butt Control Hitchkiss and Hooter Brown.
Man, we got a three-way tie at four. Hi, wow. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, good morning. I'd like to vote for Craig Rosengarten, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, beating out a hilarious drop, and hold your butt. Craig Rosengarten wins.
The other was my wife said, she doesn't tweet, butt. But she said to me, hey, we went to see the Dane Cup.
Oh, no.
What? Hey, dump that.
Yes!
Going great. I got it.
See you.
Thank you.
Is why the extra 30 minutes were critical today, fellas. Thank you, SMU football. We got that
but
greatness.
But we dumped it, so nobody
Thanks,
heard
Pony.
It.
Oh, they will on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what does that mean for Rosen?
21st win, 89 behind Norman. It was a different time, Hitzkus.
All right, congratulations, Craig.